From MSNBC, Joy Reid is back on the show. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning, Tom and team. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Joy, how you doing?
Pretty good.
No, really. No, really. How you doing?
How you doing?
Well, other than the fact that it's real early, I'm doing great.
Okay.
Joy, people are saying that you came on this show, I got on your bandwagon, and then when you got...
She got off the phone.
And then when you got off the phone, literally, you were let go. Your show was canceled on MSNBC. And these people in this room...
These people.
And these.
Are blaming
these small-minded people.
Yes. Who have taken a bit too far are saying that I'm the reason you were taken off the show because I'm such a big fan of yours.
And a jinx.
And I am not a jinx.
Well, no, I don't believe that you to be a jinx. However, you know, as a reporter, Tom,
there you go.
I feel that, you know, if Sybil and J. Anthony Brown have given me a lead, you know, I feel like I need to at least investigate the possibility.
Joy, I'm just going to say two words, Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, see now. That's a nugget. That's something I can, you know, start my investigation with.
That's a start right there.
I've got to start my way back to MSNBC. That's all I'm saying.
Will you still be on MSNBC doing your, guests on other shows like you were before?
I will. So, we're still working out kind of what I'm specifically going to be doing. But, yeah, I'll go back to doing a lot more prime time, a lot more shows. I did The Last Word last night. So all the shows that I loved to be on before, I will still be doing that. And then,
that's great.
Yeah,
that's
doing
great.
Some reporting and stuff. So, yeah, it's
just
all good.
Just don't let him know when you're going to be on.
It'll be our secret.
I talked with Reverend Al yesterday, and there's no truth to the rumors that they're going to move him to afternoons.
To weekends.
There's no truth to that rumor that MSNBC is going to move him to weekends because he can't do weekends. It's in his contract, and he just did a new contract, mm-hmm. and it states that he can't do weekends because he has to do some national action networking.
Nash Action.
You know what? I don't believe that. Right. Because, you know, first of all, Reverend Al Sharpton is probably, you know, you're the hardest working man in show business, of course, Tom Jordan. But the second hardest working man in show business and even activism, the hardest working man in activism, period, is Reverend Al Sharpton. He is at 9 o'clock every Saturday morning at National Action Network in Harlem doing that activism, which is also broadcast live. Then he's preaching a service every Sunday. I don't believe that because Reverend Al Sharpton works 7 days a week already.
Yeah.
So, that just doesn't sound plausible to me.
But MSNBC is making a lot of changes. What's going on?
So they've decided, essentially, when I originally got the show a year ago, they were looking to make the turn toward more editorial content earlier. So like 1 o'clock, they would make that turn toward kind of pre-primetime programming where it would be, you know, have more of a point of view. And that's when I was brought on. But sometime last spring, they started to make a turn toward more straight news. And so that is the change that's really happening, is that they're going toward more sort of straightforward news with less editorial, less point of view during the day. And that's the decision that they've made.
When I see Reverend Al on Politics Nation talking about the swimsuit issue of Sports Illustrated and having the curvy woman on Politics Nation, that just doesn't work for me. When I see Reverend Al Sharpton talking about Lady Gaga,
But according to the viewership, that's some of the direction that
they
people
like
want to go
to.
They like pop culture, and you really pretty
politics,
much have to talk about it.
And he's an activist.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but Joy, this is Sherry. Do you feel like the network should be given in to those types of demands or stay the straight and narrow, and there are people who want to see, you know, that I don't want to see Al Sharpton talk about the swimsuit.
I don't know that it's demands. You know,
you know what it reminds me of? You know what it reminds me of? Do you watch Newsroom on HBO?
Yeah, I did. I watched the first season, and then I fell off of it. But I did watch
it
for a while.
And the last season and the final season had to do with the Newsroom dealing with pop culture and not hard-hitting news. Social media, things reported on social media and not hard news. And it kind of reminds me of that. If you watch the last season of Newsroom, but yeah. I'm glad you came on and told everybody that I had nothing to do.
Where am I investigating at this time? Is what I'm saying. I haven't gotten that far into it, but I'm going to report back to you.
And Joy, we can still keep up with you, though, right?
Yes. I love you guys, and yes, absolutely, too, keep Joy. Up with me, and I'll keep up with you. Thank you, guys.
Right. Got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes to make it there on time.